Some rules for silage, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In keeping with a common theme that I've been espousing, that being that if you're going to be a successful farmer, you practically have to be a genius, I learned that there's even a scientific strategy for harvesting and storing silage. Dr. Wayne Koblentz, who is a research agronomist and dairy scientist with the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center, is currently doing research into the investigation of changes in nutritional characteristics of forages as a result of agronomic inputs, climate, and post-harvest management.
The overall goal of silage fermentation has a couple parts in my estimation. The first one is to establish anaerobic conditions, which is essentially no oxygen. Now, whenever you incorporate a forage mass, you're going to trap oxygen in that forage mass, and that is going to be removed through respiration of still functioning plant cells. The object is to make that occur as quickly as possible. What you do not want is to delay sealing or allow air access that's going to prolong that period of removal of oxygen. So if you seal it promptly, you're going to prevent air from re-entering and recirculating through the silo. You're going to prevent decay, prevent losses of dry matter and energy, and possibly production of toxic compounds. Another goal is to establish conditions within that silage mass that encourage the proliferation of desirable microorganisms, but discourage undesirable ones.
He says desirable ones are lactic acid-producing bacteria. So there's heavy science even when you're baling hay.
Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.